October marks the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You'll see the pink everywhere, I'm sure. What you won't perhaps see is all the struggle, prayer, perseverance, collaboration, interventions, and resiliency that makes up the everyday survivorship with this disease. Welcome to WonderCast, a community collaborative podcast supporting families navigating the complexities of chronic illness or injury. WonderCast is supported by the generous sponsorship of Texas Oncology. Texas Oncology, more breakthroughs, more victories, experts in cancer care. In this episode today, we visit with the lesser talked about part of the breast reconstruction process and the incredible creation of Perky. Listen in as we visit with my two newest breasties, Courtney Delgado and Crystal Yang, both registered nurses, gifted nipple tattooists, and co-founders of Perky. As a client myself, I am blown away by the level of care and skill that they share with their clients, and I'm so excited for you to learn more about the incredible work they do. This is Courtney and Crystal.
Hi, I'm Crystal Yang, and I'm one of the founders here at Perky.
And I'm Courtney Delgado, also one of the founders here at Perky. And we're both registered nurses. We started out in nursing school together, and then our backgrounds kind of went a little bit differently. I worked in the hospital for a little bit before working with breast reconstruction patients.
And right out of nursing school, I went straight into a clinic where I worked with reconstructive surgeons. So I was there for almost 9 years. And so I was able to help women throughout their journey, whether they had implant-based reconstruction, deep flap. So that was super rewarding. What kind of led me there on a personal level was my family history of breast cancer. You know, back when I was a child, my maternal grandmother had breast cancer. So I was seeing her go through her mastectomy, chemos. And then right before my mother's 45th birthday, she was diagnosed. As I was a nurse there at the reconstructive clinic, I had a few aunts and a sister-in-law that went through surgery there. So all of their stories have really personally motivated me to be here, inspired me to be here at Perky.
Talk to me about Perky. How did it come about?
I think around the time of COVID, I definitely, and then I'm pretty sure I can attest to Courtney as well, there was a mental shift. COVID did a lot of things for a lot of people. I really realized that I wanted to take a hold of my life on a personal level, but also on a professional level, and help this community, the breast cancer community, the way I wanted to give them me, Crystal, the way I wanted to serve them, you know, on my own terms. And I think Courtney can agree with that. And we decided to really focus on the nipple tattoo because we thought the nipple tattoo had kind of been an afterthought in many reconstructive clinics, in oncology teams. Even patients didn't realize what to expect with the nipple tattoo.
And I think doing the nipple tattoo where we were, it gave us a really unique perspective on what these women really go through. It's a very personal thing. And you're in the chair for, you know, a certain period of time. And inevitably, you're talking about everything you've been through. And there's really not necessarily an outlet for that at your doctor's offices. The appointments are so short. Put us in a really cool position to support additionally. We're giving you a nipple tattoo, but we're also able to hear you out and let you air kind of the things that you've been going through side effect wise.
Oh, yeah. We're so thankful for everything that we learned. And then we just elevated that a bit. We brought a little more to it that doctors are so busy, or nurses that are like pre-op, post-op, they're so busy. So it's like, let's create a safe space where they can come and just feel heard, appreciated, and know that this was created just for them in this chapter of survivorship.
I think it's really important to touch on your space as a client of yours as well. I didn't know what to expect going into the actual physical space. The website does such a beautiful job of explaining and preparing. As a child life specialist, I'm all about preparation. And so I definitely went there to be like, what kind of shirt do I wear? Do I wear deodorant? Like, what? All the questions, right? And I feel like the website really does prepare you what to expect. I still went in with this mindset that it was going to be like a tattoo studio that you would see just out in the world. You know, if you went to go get a tattoo, that is not the case with this. I think you guys have been very intentional about creating this environment, this safe space to really further healing. I'd love it if you could kind of share about some of the decisions y'all went into making that.
Absolutely.
We were very intentional with it. That was a great word, because where we were was very, in most doctor's offices, are naturally a little more sterile, more clinical, definitely not paying that much attention to matching like decor, you know, and we really wanted it to feel purposeful and warm, inviting, comfortable. Take the edge off of that, because I think, as you can probably attest to, there's way too many of those appointments that are sterile and cold. And the gowns are paper thin, and, you know, it just feels like you're a number. And we wanted it to feel more comfortable and more personal.
And I really took my mother's experience with her nipple tattooing, and I took that to heart. So, you know, when she was at the doctor's office, she didn't have the best experience with her nipple tattoo. The outcome was subpar. So then we sought out a traditional tattooist, thinking like, okay, this is the answer. But in fact, like you mentioned, that traditional tattoo parlor was very intimidating for my little mother and probably most of the breast cancer community. Not all. We got some cool cats in the community, but, you know, some, it's just not their vibe. It doesn't feel like a safe space. You know, it can be dark. It can be intimidating. It can feel cold in different ways. And, you know, they didn't numb her. She was definitely out of her element. And I think all of that can really affect the experience of having this sensitive service being rendered where you're trying to achieve closure probably doesn't allow that. Whereas opposed to Perky being warm, created specifically for a survivor, I hope that they're able to have a really great experience to lead them into the rest of survivorship, you know, with a sense of completion.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to note for our listeners who maybe can't see the space, it's so colorful and there are couches and bright colors and fun nipple art everywhere. Your tattoo is done in an enclosed space, so it's not like you're out in the open. I think that was important because there is that sense of vulnerability there. We're trying to recreate something that is intimate in our own bodies and our identity. And I think it's important to note that that is very cherished. I think Perky does a great job of really creating a space that feels very safe and very authentic.
Well, thank you. That was definitely our intention.
And you would be surprised at how much tasteful Gloob decor.
So tasteful. I love that you are both nurses. I feel like that is a really important component to this, because we are coming off something that is so medically based. And there is that knowledge of like knowing if you had perhaps deep flap repair, what skin is going to take the dye differently. And I feel like there's that medical knowledge that really opened conversations that I wouldn't have even thought about.
Oh, totally. I think it's such an asset that Courtney and I are both nurses, and that we both have experience working with reconstructive patients, because we understand, like we always say, we understand the canvas that we're tattooing. That way we don't go into something ill-prepared or maybe too soon.
And there are a lot of factors that affect how well you take the ink. So just the knowledge behind approaching it in the safest way and the way that's going to give you the best result. If there's anything that you can do ahead of time to prepare, I think we have more of a basis around that.
Yeah, it's like, why wouldn't you be proactive? So we always like assess your skin, you know, if you had issues with lymphedema, if there's any residual swelling or your scars aren't matured enough. So being mindful of all of that, where I think if you went elsewhere, they probably wouldn't be mindful of that. So I think that's really great.
Have you run across other programs that are a lot like yours, or do you feel like yours is kind of unique?
That's something we really pride ourselves on. There is only one Perky.
Coming out of it, because we're unique, we don't really fit into any spaces. So we are not accepted by the PMU world. We're not accepted by the tattooists, because we are not like tattoo artists, you know, that have done that apprenticeship. And then we're, you know, we're in the nursing side too. So it makes us sort of in this weird area. But I personally think that's an asset.
We're creating our own space.
I love it. And the work you're doing is just so incredible. Talk to me a little bit about how you have seen this resource help both men and women in the community, especially those that are maybe have been along a cancer journey of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had quite a few patients who've waited to have their nipple tattooing, maybe 5 plus years. We had one definitely, I think she waited like 12 years. They really downplayed what the nipple tattoo would do for them, so they didn't do it. They're like, I don't need it. I'm fine. I'm happy. Cancer free, you know. And then they finally decided to do it, and seeing them look in the mirror after having their nipple tattoos and they're like, wow, I didn't know how much I needed this. That is like the best feeling to be part of that experience for them.
And I think, you know, a lot of our population is women and our tendency is to not put ourselves first. And this is really an opportunity to put yourself first. So I think once you finally do that, it can feel really great.
Absolutely. It's incredibly empowering. And I mean, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know that I really needed it. So I am now a year out from my last reconstruction surgery. And I was like, I'm fine. I mean, it's just, they're not real. It's just a nipple. Oh my gosh, life changing. Like, it is just so wonderful to just get out of a shower and be like, oh, I look like me again. Like, it's so healing. So.
And breast cancer doesn't only affect women. So there are men out there, and it can be even more of a mental hurdle because it's typically considered a female disease. And so that can be really tricky to navigate. So it's even more important in some aspects to have that tattooing done to make it feel more normal.
A lot of the people that I've spoken with regarding nipple tattooing or kind of additional reconstruction outside of the normal, just standard like deep flapper silicone implants, their biggest concern is the expense, because I know that treatment for cancer care or medical treatment is so expensive in our country. And a lot of them worry that this is this exorbitant expense. Have you found that insurance is able to cover the cost of this care?
So under the Women's Health Act, it's a medically necessary procedure. It's the last stage of your breast reconstruction, which is medically necessary. But everyone's insurance plans are different and there's loopholes. But we help women with insurance reimbursement to give them all the documentation for them to submit and file to get reimbursed. We've had success. We've had insurances fight back and say they're not going to give them, you know, nada. So that is a hurdle for a survivor, which is why we partnered with Pink Warrior Advocates, a local breast cancer organization. And we've created the Perky Restoration Program, where they've put funds towards covering nipple tattooing for survivors in the area.
And is that just for the San Antonio community, or is it kind of the greater San Antonio community?
It's San Antonio and surrounding areas, so Austin area, New Braunfels, and hopefully in the future we're able to expand that. We would love to if we were able to.
That's awesome.
So one of the issues that we've had is censorship on social media. So we created this really fun campaign, if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, we get anything with a nipple, even our mural with a painted circle gets flagged quite a bit. So we created the Third Nipple campaign, where we had some wonderful co-survivors come in, men who have a female in their life who was affected by breast cancer, and they got a nipple tattoo. So for instance, one of our husbands got a tattoo on his left thigh because his wife had breast cancer on her left breast.
So sweet.
And he's been with her through every aspect. And so this was just like a cherry on top for him to support. But we're able to post the nipples on men, sadly, and they're not flagged. Same nipple on a man's thigh, totally fine, not on a reconstructed breast. So we do fundraise with that. We call it the Third Nipple campaign. And if anyone wants to get a third nipple, they can donate to the Perky Restoration Program that way.
And then it doesn't have to be a nipple. If you want like a little tiny tattoo, a little star or heart somewhere, and put that money towards the Perky Restoration Program again, that's great.
People who are considering this, they may not see examples of what it can actually look like. And I love that by these men donating their canvases of their bodies, more or less, they're able to show exactly what your work can look like. I think that it's a lovely visual for people who are considering it, because to even quote my own mom, she goes, wow, I didn't know it would look so real. And she goes, I don't know why I didn't know that, but I didn't know that. And she's right. Like, you think tattoo and you don't even realize what you guys are able to create. And I think seeing it, especially with social media, can be really helpful to be able to like look at the options that are available to you.
Well, and women are very fearful. There are some women who don't do the tattooing because they're afraid of what it will look since a tattoo is permanent. And we hear all the time, I don't want a pepperoni nipple. So, you know, we want people to know it can be as soft and realistic as you want it to be. And you help us select all of the components. So there's so many different, no two nipples have ever been the same for us. There's so many different ways that you can do it to make it unique and personal to you and beautiful and not be afraid of that harsh pepperoni style nipple. So the visual of it is so important.
I think it's important to note that if you are somebody that struggles with decision paralysis, you are not alone in making this decision. They, even with me, who had no idea going into this what I wanted, I didn't go in with a picture. I'm the person who goes to a haircut and they're like, what do you want done today? I'm like, I don't know. This process was so seamless. It was like, these are colors that go great with you. Do you want to kind of walk through just real quick, kind of like what that appointment that you have kind of looks like?
Of course. So you can attest to this. So when you come in, we will always pick colors with you. Of course, we'll swab them on your complexion to see what matches well with you specifically. And then, like you mentioned, if you have an inspo photo, maybe what they looked like prior to mastectomy, you could always bring that with you. If you've seen a heel tattoo that you really like, you could bring that with you. But 9 times out of 10, we're picking everything out that day in the room when it comes to colors, size, shape, positioning. We work together with the client. That way you feel like you're in control of this. I know a lot of cancer can put you in the back seat where you're not in control. So whenever you are able to have control, take control.
And it's very important to us, symmetry. We can really help balance your breasts. Usually there's a small amount of asymmetry or there's scarring that may be present that's not your favorite. And we're always trying to place them in a really particular way. I know there are other tattoo artists that will just kind of sit you down in a chair and start, and things can end up really not even. And that really does affect how your breast reconstruction looks. I mean, the nipple is a small part of it, but it's very important for the overall visual.
Also, I was going to mention our ink lines, the inks that we utilize. Not only will they look great 2 weeks out when, you know, everything's healed, but also a year out. Some tattooists use ink lines that are not intended for this service, and the colors, they heal very cold, gray, peachy, just off tone. So be very mindful who you do select, you know, whether it's Perky or whoever you go to. Just make sure you've seen their healed results and ask how the inks will heal in a year or two from now. Am I still going to like it?
One of the things that I love that you guys, I think, have been really intentional about too is really expanding your reach and your involvement in some national organizations or some groups. Do you want to speak a little bit about that? I know that you guys go out to Camp Breasty, or you did last year, or maybe the past couple of years. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yes, we love the Breasties. They're so amazing. They really help like bring community together nationally. And every year they have their camp, and we've gone 3 years and we provide tattooing. The first year we did like small tattoos and some nipples. And then the last 2 years we've done nipple tattoos there. But it's a really beautiful, unique experience getting to know. Then we're getting to meet women from like all over. It's really cool who don't necessarily have access to this service in their area. So it's a really beautiful place to do it.
Camp Breasty is so healing for a survivor from all aspects. Like you get the community. You know, they give you mental, emotional support. And then from the physical with, you know, the tattooing. Well, nipple tattooing is not only physically healing, but it's also mentally healing. So I just think as a whole, survivor head to toe, they really help provide healing for the community. And I think that's great. So I would definitely encourage survivors to look into Camp Breasty.
It's really palpable for us when we're there doing it. You can just feel the community and the support and the excitement for it. So we have young families and it's hard for us to get away. It's all the way up north, but it's such a beautiful experience. It's so worth it to go.
I know that you have kind of referenced your organization as kind of like a square peg and a circle hole in some sense of like a normal community kind of tattooing platform. Have you felt like the community around you have been supportive of the work that you're doing?
Well, we've been definitely well received in the cancer community, which that's really all we care about. Outside of that, Initially, it was quite tricky. I am so pleased to report that a lot of doctors, and not just plastic surgeons, but like oncology teams, breast surgeons,
radiologists,
yeah, primary care physicians, they've found out about Perky and what we offer, and they refer. And that's amazing. And then our favorite referral, of course, is word of mouth from one survivor to another. We are about to approach our 5-year mark in about like half a year. So that comes with a lot of reflection, reflecting how far we've come. In fact, we just did a campaign linked with, can I say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, we just did an amazing photo shoot for a campaign that is with Pink Warrior Advocates and the lingerie designer Anna Ono. And she's a survivor and she creates bras and lingerie and, you know, garments for the breast cancer community specifically. She's amazing. If you're a breast cancer survivor, look into Anna Ono.
My favorite bra in my recovery.
Really amazing. Oh, I love awesome.
It was my favorite bra. That's the one that I used immediately after surgery. And it was so wonderful.
We are now sponsoring the Bra Assistance Program, which is through Pink Warrior Advocates and Anna Ono. So it's women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer can apply, if they're in financial need, can apply for a free bra through Anna Ono. So it's a really amazing, it's nationwide. So we just became a sponsor of that. And that's what this campaign is highlighting for October.
Oh, that's incredible. I'm so excited to share about that on here. That's wonderful.
And what was the slogan that we put on social media? The
unbagging something a little sheerious.
Unbagging something a little sheerious.
Just to give you a little nod to it.
And we will be tagging your social media because it is so fun. And I feel like, I don't know, it's so thoughtful in the ways that you approach things. Before I even, when I was scheduling and having my kind of consultation set up, which that's another thing I love that you guys offer. You can do your consultation in person or virtually. And I was worried that it would feel strange to be taking off my shirt over a computer with everything I tell my teenagers to never do. And
you are getting nipple tattoos.
Here I am. And I will say it was made to be so comfortable. We even talked about what music we wanted to listen to. But I just think that there's so much comfort and intentional effort in that that's put towards it, which is important for our listeners to know.
So I am in the process of becoming a board certified health and wellness nurse coach. And I really wanted to utilize that title to help the breast cancer community, whether you were just diagnosed, whether you're going through treatments or you're in survivorship and kind of in a funk. My intention is to help our clients just focus on themselves. Like I mentioned earlier, from head to toe as a whole person. There's so many aspects of our health. And a lot of times, especially with cancer in the mix, you put certain aspects of your health on the back burner. So really highlighting mental health, mental clarity, emotional well-being, evaluating your relationships. You know, that's the time when you're in survivorship, when you've survived cancer, you can really evaluate, do I have any toxic relationships in my life that aren't serving me? And then, you know, things from like diet and exercise. If you want to create positive change in your life, you're ready to take hold and control of your life again, then nurse coaching sessions could be great for you.
Well, and I think what's important about it is there's this idea, this push from anyone who hasn't been through this type of diagnosis. Once treatment is done, okay, you're all better now and you can move on and just go back to life, but you're not ever going back exactly where you were. So you have to be able to look at things differently. And sometimes that takes help. And especially with a community of people who have also been through it. I think it can be hard to get the general population to understand survivorship is lifelong, can't just go right back to normal.
Yeah. And the main take home with nurse coaching is that the patient or the client, you are the authority on your health. You determine when you're ready for change or not. And a lot of times we look externally for answers, but let's start to look internally because you have the answers to what you need. You just perhaps aren't aware of it yet, or maybe you've been ignoring your intuition. So be your best advocate, take autonomy, take full authority, and
it's okay to need help.
Totally. Yeah.
So is there anything specific that you would like to share to someone who is maybe facing similar medical issues and debating whether or not they should connect?
Connect.
Come join the fun.
I think it can be overwhelming because everyone goes through different experiences and people sometimes only put out worst case scenarios. So sometimes when you join these communities, you're hearing horror stories and that can be really difficult. But there's so many beautiful communities out there, like the Breasties and Pink Warrior Advocates, that create these sisterhoods to find connections. And I think someone who's going through what you're going through, I mean, there's just nothing like that. I think it's super important if you're not able to connect with your family and friends over it, given that they're not going through what you're going through.
Absolutely. Is there anything that I failed to mention or anything else that you want to share with our listening population?
I think our main push right now is just encouraging people, if they want to give up their Friday coffee and put $5, $10 towards our donation towards the Perky Restoration Program, please do so. We do have a yoga event coming up in October. It's a free pink out yoga event sponsored by Studio 108 here in San Antonio, and they will be taking donations for this program as well. So if you like yoga and you want to come out and support, it's October 23rd at 7:30 p.m. and we'll be post info about that.
And also, the visibility of our social media is super helpful. So if anyone's on platforms like Instagram or Facebook and can give us a follow, share every once in a while, it helps us reach women who do need these services. So Absolutely. We are, our Instagram handle is @WeArePerky.
Yeah. And as October is approaching Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you're going to see a lot of pink. You're going to see a lot of pink ribbons, and that's okay. But make sure you're putting a call to action that you are utilizing it for the betterment of this community. Bring true awareness, remind women to check their breast, to take control of their health.
Get your mammogram.
Yeah, know your breast health. I think that should be the main push, not just buying like a pink umbrella or whatever because it's pink.
Amazing. Yes.
This isn't something that you want to need, but if you do need it, these resources are so important to have. So keeping resources like this around by visibility, donations, all of that.
Maybe if you see a nipple on Instagram, don't censor it.
Let it stay.
Please don't flag it.
Education. It's knowledge. Don't be triggered by a nipple tattoo, people.
No. Let it be. Free the nipple.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. Please subscribe and continue to check back as our content is ever evolving. For questions or specific content-related requests, please send an email to podcast@wondersandworries.org.